You are listening to BensTorah.com.
When it comes to mitzvahs, I mean, I don't have to lecture to you on how integral mitzvah performance is when it comes to being a Torah-oriented Jew. We talk about a child becoming a bar mitzvah or a girl becoming a bas mitzvah. The boy when he's 13, the girl when she's 12, to explain that when they become halachic gedolim, their initial change in halachic status is the fact that, technically speaking, they are now going to be chayiv in mitzvahs min ha-Torah, which up until now they were chayiv only mid the rabbanon as children. There was a chiv chinuch upon them to do the mitzvahs and to practice them. But one of the major phenomena that happens when you become a gadol is you become chayiv in the tayag mitzvahs contained in the Torah itself. What I want to discuss today is exactly what is the purpose of mitzvahs. Why did the Rabbanu Shalom give us tayag mitzvahs? Why did he give the non-Jewish world only Zayim mitzvahs, the Zayim mitzvahs b'nei Noach? What's the purpose of a mitzvah? What's the power of the mitzvah? What's the significance of a mitzvah for us to understand better what this is all about and perhaps have a greater appreciation for mitzvahs by the time I finish my shiur today? So the first comment I want to make, and it's a very pragmatic comment and a very seichel-dikah comment, is that a person has to understand and comprehend that one of the major purposes of mitzvahs in general is in order to define that if there is a commandment upon us, and we are mitzuvim, we are commanded to perform mitzvahs, there has to be a mitzava, an entity above us, that is giving us halachic direction and being mitzava, commanding us to do this and don't do that. So the first basic concept of mitzvahs is showing our cognizance and recognition that there's a God in this world who not only created the universe in which we exist today and all its ramifications, as I've discussed in previous shiurim, but there's a Rabbanu Shalom in this world who we are accountable and answerable to when it comes to doing good and not doing bad. There's a Mishnah in Pirkei Avos that says, Dam alamala mimcha, a person has to always take into consideration what is above you, what's observing you, an ayin roa, an eye that sees, oizen shemas, an ear that hears, v'chol ma'asecha b'sechem nechtavim, and all that we do is recorded in the divine computer above. It's a video of our entire life, which at the end of our life is going to be shown to us when you go to Bezen Shomayla. The Chafetz Chaim used to say, based upon the pasuk that we have at the end of Koheles, Seif Dov Akol Nishma, Elokim Yarei, Sashimah Kezekol Adam, that we have to realize one day there's going to be a divine accounting of Shemaim after 120 years of what did you do on the face of this earth? Did you observe God's commandments? Did you violate God's commandments? Did you have Yerush Shemaim? Did you have Avash Hashem? Did you have Avas HaTorah? Were you Osek in trying to help your fellow Jew and Jewish or the world at large as being an Oyev Yisrael and Oyev Sabrios? There's going to be an accountability. So on a very basic level, when we say we have mitzvahs, what we're really acknowledging is that there's a mitzvah, there's a God above us. And as I mentioned in last week's shiur about the Makos, this God, not only he exists and created the universe, but he has divine providence. He knows exactly what's going on the face of this earth. He is in contact and in cognizance with God's unlimited powers, with what every human being is doing. He hears and sees what they're doing and records it in the divine ledgers above. So there is a concept of a knowledge of God, ideas Hashem, for what's happening down below, what we call Hashgacha Pradis, divine providence. There's also accounts of accountability. God is omnipotent, as I taught you last week. God rewards those who do what his divine will is, and he punishes, if you don't do tshuva, things for the which we could obviously should not have done, violating the bittul of mitzvahs or the averos that are mentioned in the Torah. So therefore, the basic level of mitzvahs is a cognizance that if we are mitzvim, if we are commanded in mitzvahs, there's the divine mitzvah above that we have to listen to, to able to live and survive and thrive and to use the world Hashem put us in constructively from the beginning of our life to our end of life. We have a divine entity above called the Ribbono Shalom that is giving us a direction how to live our lives that we have the most impact we possibly can as we live on the face of this earth during our lifetime. So that is concept number one, a basic, that there's a mitzvah, a God who is mitzvahs, mitzvos, and we have to listen to this God and observe these mitzvahs as well. That's number one. But to go into a deeper level, Chazal tell us that mitzvahs not only show a recognition of the Ribbono Shalom on a responsibility to listen to the Ribbono Shalom, but mitzvahs also serve as a means and mechanism for us as human beings to relate to the Ribbono Shalom. Many who are involved in the Hebrew language, the Aramaic language, point out that the word mitzvah is related in the many, many important ways to an Aramaic expression, which is the expression of tzavata, tzadi vavav tuf aleph, which means relationship. A mitzvah allows a Jew and Jewess to develop a relationship with the Ribbono Shalom. At the end of the day, the Ribbono Shalom is living in a different sphere than we are as human beings. We are corporeal physical entities as human beings, physical bodies living in a physical universe. The Ribbono Shalom is incorporeal. He has no body or form. He is a divine essence that fills the entire universe, Malik Aretz Kavodo. And therefore, on that level, it's very difficult for a physical entity to relate to that which is not a physical entity, to that who is corporeal, to relate to an incorporeal entity. The means and mechanisms that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created to allow for us as human beings to relate to Hashem and Hashem to relate to us, the platform he created for that relationship is the concept of mitzvahs. And therefore, the mitzvah allows us to connect to Hashem, to relate to Hashem, to understand what God's divine will is, what he wants us to do, what he doesn't want us to do, and a relationship, a very intimate relationship, is able to develop over years if you understand what mitzvahs are all about, and what their purpose is. It allows us to connect and relate to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and therefore that tzavata, that relationship, that specific connection that we are able to develop with HaKadosh Baruch Hu is accomplished through the system of mitzvahs. Now, what I will mention to you, that when it comes to this relationship, the mitzvah not only allows us to relate to Hashem, but on a Kabbalistic level, mitzvahs likewise have the capacity to impact upon the Kedusha, the Neshama Tahara that Hashem gave us. Klal Yisrael is taught in Kabbalistic and Hashkafic literature that we make a bracha every time we do a mitzvah, which was rabbinically ordained, Asher kiddushanu b'mitzvahs, of Hashem sanctified us through mitzvahs. When we do a mitzvah, we're not just performing an act which is the will of God, but the mitzvah sanctifies us. It elevates us. It literally takes the neshama tahara and strengthens it and makes it stronger, makes it more powerful, and adds kiddush and sanctity to our life and the world in which we live. If God forbid a person commits an avera, Chazal tell us averis are metamtem libo shel adam. They cause a spiritual defiling of the human neshama. They contaminate it. but unfortunately cause it to disconnect on a certain level us from the Kedush and sanctity of the Rabbanu Shalom. So if that's the case, we have to realize that the Rabbanu Shalom created a mitzvah activity and told us the mitzvahs aseh, 248 mitzvahs aseh, are mekadosh us, sanctify us, and connect us and bring us closer to Hashem and bring us to higher spiritual plateaus. And the 365 los aseh is the lavim of the Torah, what Hashem says don't do. Because if you do those averos, they contaminate the neshama and start to bring us away from our connection to Hashem and make us less sensitive to spirituality. They merachek us from HaKadosh Baruch Hu and cause us ultimately, if we go down to the level of Memtei Shaarei Tumah, we literally contaminate to the 49th level. We're almost at a point at which the whole purpose of our life has been totally nullified. And Hashem was very concerned about Klal Yisrael in Mitzrayim, that being 210 years, they became so sullied with the contamination of the Tumah of that environment. They sunk to Memtei Shaarei Tumah. And if that's the case, we have to realize the detrimental effect that averos have upon us when we're mavatel the mitzvahs lo saseh. One of the tikkunim that Klal Yisrael are able to accomplish with Hashem's help, because we believe when you do tshuva, abo l'tar nesayin oso, if a person wants to repent, Hashem gives us the ability, we do tshuva mi'ava, for Hashem to literally eradicate the entire tumah and vera from our cheshbon. Ultimately, HaKadosh Baruch allows us to re-sanctify ourselves and elevate ourselves by doing mitzvahs instead. A tshuva mi'av is able to eliminate the contamination of averos. We have the ability on Kippur to purify ourselves and once again become Torah again and connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu through a tshuva mi'av process itself. But we have to realize that mitzvahs, if we do them properly, are a major sanctification activity that raises our sanctity to a higher level. That's another important factor of mitzvot. On a much more even deeper Kabbalistic level, what I want to share with you is the following concept. And that is the realization that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as I mentioned in previous Shiurim, created us in what's called the Tzelem Elokim, the divine image of God. And I quoted you at that time the famous Rav Chaim Volozhin, the founder of the Volozhin Yeshiva in Europe, in Russia, which was one of the greatest yeshivos, ultimately of the 1800s, with all the major Gedolei Hadar who learned there and became later on the Gedolim of Klal Yisrael, the leaders of Klal Yisrael for generations to come. That this Rav Chaim Volozhin, who was not only a Litvisha Gogol and a London and a Gogol, he also was very versed in Kabbalistic literature. In his Sefer Nefesh HaChaim, he points out something quite fascinating and interesting. That by the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created us with Tzelem Elokim and a unique Tzelem Elokim, the Tzelem Elokim that Klal Yisrael has is a different level of Tzelem Elokim that Hashem gave to us in the schus that we were makabel Torah mitzvahs at Har Sinai. We underwent the Geirus process and elevated us to the point we went as Kaddish b'Kedushas Israel with the sanctity of a Jew. He gave us a very high level of Tzelem Elokim at that point in time, different than the non-Jewish world who have a simple level of Tzelem Elokim. We have the higher, more spiritually astute level of Tzelem Elokim, as the Sifrei Kabbalah explain very deeply in their respective passages in the Zohar, later on the Mefarshim in the Zohar, the Balatani, everybody goes into explaining the uniqueness of the Nishmas Yisrael of Klal Yisrael because of our Kedushas HaMitzvos and the Kedusha of being sanctified as a Jew. The fact of the matter is, in that capacity, Hashem gave us an ability by Bikrei B'Tzelem Elokim to impact not only on the spirituality of ourself, not only on the spirituality of our family, not only on the spirituality of our community, not only on the spirituality that exists in the world at large, but we have the ability to impact upon the spirituality and the stability of the entire universe Hashem created at the time of Briyat Olam, at the time of creation. And he quotes another Mishnah in Pirkei Avos, which in the Kabbalistic world has a unique interpretation. When I mentioned before, Dam ala malmucha, know what's above you, the Ayin Roa, the Oizen Shemats, the Komas of Asef and Echtovim, Rachayim Volozhin points out on a Kabbalistic level, there's a deeper Kabbalistic interpretation of the first part of the Mishnah. Da, you should know, this is the way it's Kabbalistically interpreted, Mala Mala Mimcha, that what basically speaking happens in the celestial universe that Hashem created when it comes to the days of creation, that Hashem created and brought the entire universe with all its galaxies and stars and planets and everything into existence, Yesh V'Yayim, that when Hashem created all of this infrastructure of the celestial world above the earth and surrounding the earth from all sides, and Hashem then created a Klal Yisrael and Am HaNivcha and gave us a special Kedusha and gave us a unique Tzelem Elokim, Hashem empowered us that our deeds, our Maisim Tovim, our Kedusha, our Torah, Da, you should know, Malamala, what happens above in the stability of the universe and the sanctity of God's divine universe on a metaphysical level, Da Malamala Mincha is because of you, the way you act here below. Don't think that you're not, because you're not an astronaut, that you don't have an impact upon the galaxies and the entire infrastructure of the universe that Hashem created, in this expanse and its very extreme expanse that we know of today, but realize that you impact upon the stability of this entire infrastructure. Da Yishino, Malamala, what happens in the celestial universe, besides the terrestrial world in which you live, Mimcha is based upon the way you conduct your lives. And therefore, if we do mitzvahs of Maisim Tovim, we strengthen the universe. We sanctify the entire universe. We bring it to its functional purpose. We give it stability. We give it zuchus kiyum, the ability to exist and to flourish and to perform what Hashem wants the universe to do because of our mitzvahs of Maisim Tovim we do down below. And if God forbid we act in a negative way, we also have a negative impact with our veras, not only on the terrestrial world below, but on the celestial universe above. We can cause with our Maisim Haroim, our averos, destructions of spiritual entities in the metaphysical world above. We can cause the destruction of the base Hamigdash Shomaila. There's a belief the same way there's the base Hamigdash Shomata, which we built and we worshipped Hashem in for many, many years and brought Karbanot. There is a base Hamigdash Shomaila that is connected to it. And when we cause the destruction of the base Hamigdash Shomata because of Averos, we cause a temporary destruction of the Beis Hamikdash Shamayla, and we cause a weakening of the foundations of the entire universe in which we live. And to realize that means that the stability of the universe and the world at large and everything that exists was weakened because of Averas Chamuras Klal Yisrael performed when it came to Churban Bayis Rishon and Churban Bayis Sheni. Until this very day, when we do averos, you have to realize we're impacting negatively, not only in the world we're living, the terrestrial world, but the celestial universe that Hashem created as well. So yeah, we realize we have a responsibility in an achrayus. The Rambam, who was not a makubal, says in Hilchos Tshuva, when you do a mitzvah, you be mechazek the entire universe, everything around you. When you do an aver, you're being mekalkel, not only yourself, but the entire universe that surrounds you. So this was a very well-accepted principle and something you have to be aware of when it comes to the power of mitzvahs impacting not only on yourself, your family, your community, and the world in which you live, but impacting upon the universe at large. a very, very tremendous responsibility. But now we come to another part of the topic that is very, very important. The question is, why did the Ribbono Shel Olam give us so many mitzvahs, tarjag mitzvahs? For the non-Jewish world, it was sufficient to give him Zay Mitzvahs B'nei Noach. For us as Klal Yisrael, the Ribbono Shel Olam saw the necessity to give us not just seven, but 613 mitzvahs. Now Chazal have a very famous Maimer Chazal that happens to be a Mishnah, Masechtas Makos, that makes a statement concerning this. So I want to start with this specific statement, and with it expand upon it and give you a very deep understanding of what this means for the rest of this year today. The Mishnah says, Ratzah Kadosh Baruch Hu Lazachas is Israel. But the Ribbono Shel Olam wanted to give his chusim to the Jewish people, who became his Am HaNivchar. Lefikach, hir b'lohem teva mitzvahs. He therefore gave us a lot of Torah and more mitzvahs than the rest of the non-Jewish world. And the reason is, that by having Torah itself be performed by us in such a grandiose fashion, that this is Mezaka Klal Yisrael and gives us the ability to fulfill our function as a Or LaGoyim, as an Am Segula, as an Am Kadosh, which Hashem wanted us to become, as was mentioned in the parshios dealing with Kabbalah Satorah. Now, what does it mean that mitzvahs are Mezakas Klal Yisrael? Well, very simple, and this is something that I'm going to share with you right now very deeply. And the Gadol I'm going to be quoting over here primarily, who develops this topic very, very beautifully, is the author of the Sefer HaChinuch, written by one of the Rishonim, who gave a listing of all the Taryag Mitzvahs according to the Parshas of the Torah, called the Sefer HaChinuch. But what he did was unique, because not only did he talk about the mitzvah component of a mitzvah, but he also talked about Ta'amei HaMitzvahs, the reasons and rationale behind each and every one of the Taryag Mitzvahs contained in the Torah. He was the primary designer of what later was called the study of Ta'amei HaMitzvahs, the reason for mitzvahs, of why we do mitzvahs. And I want to spend time on explaining to you what that means and how important that is to our mitzvah performance to this very day. So listen very closely as I quote to you the presentation given by the Sefer HaChinuch. The Sefer HaChinuch, if you want to look it up, is contained in Mitzvah Tezayin, in the 16th mitzvah contained in his Sefer, which happens to be Pasha's bow. And he points out a very interesting phenomenon, that just when it comes to listing the mitzvahs contained in Parshas Bo, which is the first major parsha of the Torah from the very beginning, that really starts giving us a list of the Taryag mitzvahs, there are very few mitzvahs contained in Sefer Bereishis. You have Bris Milah over there, you have Mitzvah Peravu, concept of Gid Hanosha, but the real, real listing of mitzvahs starts to begin in Parshas Bo. And in fact, Rashi points out that if Hashem wanted to start the Torah as only a mitzvah book, he would have started in Parshas Bo, which is this week's Parsha HaShavua, because here the mitzvahs start to be listed with Rosh Chodesh, and then we go right into all the mitzvahs dealing with the Yom Tov of Pesach. But what I want to mention to you is that there are approximately about 20 mitzvahs that are dealing with the Yontav of Pesach alone, not just one mitzvah commemorating the Yontav of Pesach and observing it, but there are 20 different mitzvahs related to this specific topic alone. So the question which the Chinuch deals with is, what is the ultimate purpose of mitzvahs besides what I've mentioned up until this point in time? And why did he give Klal Yisrael more mitzvahs than the rest of the non-Jewish world? The answer he gives very simply is that mitzvahs have a very, very interesting impact upon who we are and what we are. The expression that he uses, which became historical, is he says, Adam nifal kafi polosav, that a person's actions shape their character. A person's actions shape their personality, their ideology, their hashkafa, the way they look upon the world, the way they look upon life, the way they look upon their relationship to the other human beings in the world in which we live, and to the animals Hashem created, and to the physical universe Hashem created, and the way we relate ultimately between ourselves and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. A person's actions in these areas shape our character. And he says very simply that when it comes to human beings, we are in many respects end up being what we do with our daily life and how we conduct our life. These actions, which are done continuously over and over again, can impact upon whether we become a righteous person or become a rasha. He says very definitively, if a person's osek in Torah v'mitzvos and is enraptured in doing the tayyak mitzvahs Hashem gave us, Hashem gave us a Torah with so many mitzvahs that everything we do from the time we get up in the morning to the time we go to sleep has some mitzvah of the Torah relating to it. There's nothing in our life that doesn't have a mitzvah on some level telling us how to do and what to do and when to do and where to do for the purpose of giving us divine instruction, divine hadaracha of how we should conduct ourselves in the physical universe that we were created to live in. And therefore, if a person's actions, his pe'ulos, are in a mitzvah kedusha mode, it will sanctify us, it will elevate us, we'll become ethical, moral people, we'll basically be able to connect properly between ourselves and our fellow human being on a very ethical, moral level, and we'll be able to relate to HaKadosh Baruch on a very holy, spiritual, intense fashion by our actions being motivated by doing the mitzvos asay that are sanctifiers of us and teach us hashkafis ideologies that are contained in these mitzvahs called tamei hamitzvos. If God forbid we do averos, we are basically contaminating ourselves, as I mentioned before, but not only that, we're destroying the ethical, moral quality of the neshama tahara that Hashem gave us. And if a person is involved in aver activity continuously, it makes us ultimately act in a tamei way and takes away from our ethics and morals. Not only does it disconnect us from the Rabbi Neshallah, but it makes us ultimately into a Rasha, into somebody who's dangerous to themselves and dangerous to the world because of all the negativity they possess because going b'derech harishus. So actions of what we do, the mitzvahs I say lead us in the proper direction and can bring us to tzidkus. Our actions in averus continuously can cause us to go in the opposite direction, a marachikas from Hashem, marachikas from the kedusha of the world, even from the neshama tahara that Hashem gave us, we can contaminate it, to memta sharituma, marachikas from our fellow human being, and we can become rishayim gemurim and become a danger to ourselves and a danger to the world. Actions mean something. Pesach itself, which was the first major group of mitzvahs that allowed Klal Yisrael to come out of Mitzrayim, to literally get rid of the Memtesh Shari Tuma through Yitzias Mitzrayim and become sanctified once again with the Memtesh Shari Kedusha, that they did a tshuva of Klal Yisrael for 49 days from their trek from Egypt to Kabbalah Satara. Chazal said we underwent through tshuva a transformation. We took away the tumah, replaced it with Kedusha, and by the time we stood at the foot of Har Sinai, we were in a state of spiritual purity of an Neshama Tahara that Hashem created going back to Briyat Olam by Adam v'Chava, even before the Chet of the Eitz Hadas Tovara. Pasak Zuama, the contamination of the Yetzahara and the world was terminated momentarily, and we brought ourselves up to a high spiritual plane. So whether or not your tzaddik or rasha depends upon whether you do mitzvahs or you do averos. The actions of what we do with our life impact upon who we become and what we become and what we want to accomplish. So going back to the Maamar Chazal I started off before, Ratz HaKadosh Baruch Hu L'Zak Yisrael, Hashem wanted to give us zechuyos, not only that we have a lot of mitzvahs to do to get zechusim, but L'Zakas also means to purify, to nezakeh. In fact, some of Maamar Chazal use the term L'Tzarefes HaBriyos, to purify, to cleanse us. The mitzvahs literally cleanse us, purify us, elevate us, take away all the negatives, expose us to all the positives. And therefore Hashem wanted his Am HaNivcha, his Am Kadosh, to be as pure and spiritual as possible. He therefore gave us Torah v'mitzvahs. And he gave us the mitzvah saseh and gave us the understanding of what the lo saseh are. The Chata b'chaim, choose the proper ones that give you life, not only physical life in this world, but eternal life in the world to come. He gave us direction, but realize our actions impact upon who we are and what we are. And having Tayyag Mitzvahs means Hashem wanted to fine-tune our spirituality as being the Amanifcha with the unique Tzelo Mekim and Kedusha. We needed 613 mitzvahs to reach that pinnacle of spiritual attainment. The non-Jewish world did not want them to cobble the Torah in its responsibilities. Hashem gave them the basic seven laws of human ethics and morality and survival of the universe that Hashem gave us on the face of this earth, the basic tenets of ethics and morals between human beings and other human beings, and our interaction between ourselves and God as a non-Jew. For them, since they didn't want the spiritual intensity that we have, they didn't want our Kedusha, our higher level of Tzem Elokim. He asked them before Har Sinai whether they wanted him to Kabbal the Torah first, Chazal tell us, before he asked us. They rejected it, we accepted it. So they're left with Zayim Mitzvahs, which accomplish a great deal for them, because we do know that Tzedik Umas Olam, who observed the Zayim Mitzvahs meticulously, do have a Chelek L'Olam Haba, as the Rambam brings down in the name of the Tosefta, in Hilchas Malachim, he passes that way. But the place we have in Olam Haba, because of our necessity to have to observe not just Zayim Mitzvahs, but Tayag Mitzvahs and all the minutiae involved with that, we have a principle from Sara Agra, or Yagati Matzasi, the harder you have to work, the more you have to do, the more toil and effort you put into something, the greater the schar, the greater the reward you get in the world to come, from Sara Agra. So Kalei Yisrael could obviously are going to have more zechuyos and going to have a higher spiritual plane of existence in the world to come because we have to do more to accomplish it. And if that's the case, you got the Metzosila from Sara Agra. Therefore, Hashem wanted to give us that zechus and the purification process, Torah v'mitzvahs, to allow us to reach that plane of sanctity. But the Rabban Hashem does not want us to be mechanical robots when we do mitzvahs, because Hashem says it's a mitzvah. And now we come back to the Sefer HaChinuch. What the Sefer HaChinuch says is something that's expressed by the Rambam very, very lengthily in his Maran Nevuchim. It's mentioned by the Ramban very explicitly in his Perush LaTorah, in particular in Pashas Ki Seitze. And what these Gedolim tell us, which represents the majority of the Gedolei HaRishonim and later Achronim, is that a mitzvah not only tells us a do and a don't, but there is a divine message that every mitzvah has, that when we do the mitzvah, we have to think of the message in order that the mitzvah we do impacts upon the way we think, the way we act, what our hashkafa should be, what our ideology should be, what our philosophy should be about life, what our theological ramifications are on the face of this earth. And therefore, there was an encouragement by our Chazal that besides learning Tayag Mitzvahs and learning the do's and the don'ts and learning the minutiae of how to perform mitzvahs properly and how not to violate averos in any way, besides that mechanical learning of Shulchan Aruch, there's a limud called the limud of studying Tamei HaMitzvahs. And the Rambam, Chinuch, Barbanag, and go down the list of the amount of Gedolim who wrote Sfarim on this concept of trying to explain to us what the Tariq mitzvahs are teaching us hashkafically. So when we do a mitzvah, we realize the symbolism and significance of this mitzvah. I mean, the fact of the matter is, on the mitzvah that the Chinuch talks about the person is action shaped to character, he points out very beautifully that the mitzvah, when it comes to eating a Korban Pesach, not breaking the bones, but eating the meat upon it, but not breaking the bones and just leaving them the way they are and throwing them out, b'shleimut, that what seems to be literally something that's incomprehensible, what's the need of this mitzvah? He said very simply is that Hashem wants Klal Yisrael to be religious and aristocratic Torah personalities. He wants us to act as a mamleches kohenim, as malachim. The men are kings and the women are queens, the melech and malka. He wants us to conduct ourselves above and beyond the call of duty in a very spiritual fashion and to mekadesh shem shemayim. The pasuk says, when the nations of the world see the Shem Hashem Nikra Lechem, God's name called upon us, by the way we act every day from the time we get up in the morning to the way we go to sleep at night, and they see the way we talk with very pure and holy language. They see the way we conduct our lives, how we do Amasa Masa Be'emuna. We do our business ethics and everything else in an ethical, moral fashion. We talk and relate to human beings in a very loving, kind, and concerning fashion with chesed on our tongue, towards chesed al-lishona. When we do activities and our character, personality are shaped by the hashkafos and the tami hamitzvahs that we do each and every day, it causes that the Shem Hashem is Haiva Yadech, God's name becomes beloved through us to the rest of the world, and we're causing the mitzvah to be Mekadesh Shem Shemayim. By studying the mitzvahs, what we do is we avoid a problem that is later on mentioned by the Gedolei HaNeviim, in particular Yeshaya in Perech Avtes, Pasuk Yud Gimel, where he says as a criticism of his generation, that he yerosim osi mitzvahs anoshim ulumada, that they fear me, but the precepts they perform for me, the mitzvahs they do, are performed by rote. Which means that unfortunately, you could end up doing tayag mitzvahs by rote, mechanically, without those mitzvahs really accomplishing what they're supposed to do to impact upon you, on your hashkafa, your ideology, the way you think, the way you act, the way you conduct your life, without giving you a moral compass in this world. You just perform the mitzvahs mechanically because that's what you were taught to do. But if you know the time and the reason behind those mitzvahs, they can't really impact upon you. And you can't internalize those mitzvahs into your personality, into your psychology, into your maisim, into your deeds that you perform each and every day. When you study Tamei HaMitzvahs, and you study what this mitzvah represents and that mitzvah represents, hashkafically in this world, that intellectual dimension of knowing the Tam HaMitzvah allows us to perfect ourselves hashkafically and otherwise as we live on the face of this earth. Soloveitchik used to point out, and he quoted my Rebbe Soloveitchik, quoting his Zayda, Reb Chaim of Brisk, Reb Chaim Soloveitchik, and when it comes to mitzvahs, the question we have to ask about it is the question of what do we learn from this mitzvah?
You are listening to Ben's Torah.
What hashkafa does Chazal say this mitzvah teaches us, so that by learning what his hashkafa is, it will impact upon the way I think from this point on to the end of my life on the face of this earth. It will better me. It will fine-tune my ideologies and hashkafas. There are a lot of mitzvahs, for instance, that Hashem gave us that dealt with sensitizing us to tzar b'alechayim, we shouldn't cause tzar and pain to other creatures Hashem created on the face of this earth, not only human beings, but even the animal kingdom. As the Ramban says in his Perish Lachumish, and the Ramu says in Mar Nevuchim, these mitzvahs of Tzaba Lechaim, which there are many, are to teach us the concept of Rachmanis, of having compassion. We say a pasuk every day in the Ashrei, Rachma v'Kamas, of Hashem has compassion on all His creatures. Hashem wants us as Jews to be compassionate people. Halakhti b'derach, if He wants us to follow His spiritual pathways, as the anthropomorphically portrayed in the Torah, Halakhti b'derachav. It's one of the Tayag mitzvahs. And therefore, Hashem is a Rachim v'chanun, Hashem has grace and concern and love and compassion on all His creatures. We as Jews have to emulate HaKadosh Baruch Hu and have the same compassion and love of all of Hashem's creatures on the face of this earth. Da'acher, da'achenon, v'chonis of Aser Shalom, a pasuk says in Mishlei, the ways of the Torah are na'im, the ways of the Torah are basically ways of beauty, of incredible finesse, of love, of compassion, of concern, of niceness, that we are supposed to therefore live a life that represents these types of midas tavas of the Torah. And the way we learn these midas tavas is by our studying and analyzing the tamei hamitzvahs of each and every mitzvah. So when we do the mitzvah, we know what this mitzvah represents. When I put on tefillin, I have the kavanah what tefillin represents. When I observe the end of a Pesach, I have the kavanah what observing Pesach is all about, or the eating of the matzah, or the eating of the mar, or eating of the Karmen Pesach. When I put on tzitzis, I think of the Tamei Mitzvah, but basically that represents, and the kavanas I'm supposed to have when I'm doing that. When I pray to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I have to understand and be cognizant. I'm just not praying to God, but when I'm praying to God, I'm making a statement that I believe that my entire existence in this world is dependent entirely in every area on the graces of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It shows our dependency on HaKadosh Baruch Hu for us to survive on the face of this world. So if that's the case, every mitzvah we do, kashrus, has an impact on our spiritual purity of our neshama, the Mukubalim tell us. Some halos of kashrus are teaching us the concept of rachmanos when it comes to how you kill an animal. When we kill an animal, we kill it with the mitzvahs of shechita, which have been demonstrated through scientific tests when we were challenged whether shechita was a cruel method with which to take animals out of this world. And we were basically accused of causing tsar, a very famous experiment performed by Rabbi Monk in Europe, which they basically compared the way the non-Jews kill their animals and the way we kill our animals, showed that animals have less trauma when it comes to being killed by our way of shechita than the way the non-Jews kill their animals when it comes to killing them for their food. And therefore, the tainas that we cause more pain in Amish to animals was dismissed by this famous report that was later made into a book. And therefore, Tzar Balei Chayim is an important factor. When you make a bracha on shechita, mitzvah shechita, we're thanking Hashem for teaching us how to have rachmanus on the animals, and if we have to take their life, kill them in the most painless way possible, and the mitzvah shechita teaches us how to do this in the most painless fashion. They literally instantaneously, as we start the shechita, start to go into a state of faintness. They don't feel anything, and before they know it, they're no longer here. It's a painless procedure in the bigger picture compared to the way the goyim do it. Everything we do has a hashkafas haTorah. Everything that we do has a way of teaching us what's correct behavior and what's incorrect behavior. And therefore, in order for us to have Torah impact upon us with mitzvahs, we can't just do them by rote, because we have to do them, but we have to do them and understand them and comprehend them. And once you know what the Tamei HaMitzvahs are, they have an everlasting, eternal impact on the way we think and the way we act, and make them more important to us, more significant to us, and more meaningful to us. Even in Har Sinai, when we makabu the Torah, we said first nasa and then nishma. Nasa means we first accepted we're going to do the tayyak mitzvahs because Hashem commanded us to do such. But number two is we're not just going to stop by doing them by rote. Nishma, we're then going to analyze the mitzvahs through Torah Shabbat Peh, through Midrashim, through Mamari Chazal, to understand with depth perception what each and every mitzvah is about. So the mitzvah can ultimately impact upon us, elevate us, sanctify us, and give us an understanding of what life is all about on the highest level, physical and spiritually, and make us a life of tremendous Kiddush and Kiddush Shem Shemayim, as I mentioned before. There's a beautiful Maimer Chazal that is brought down in the Gemara Menachos that is quoted by the Sefer HaChinuch, which is something I want to end off the share with today to give you the final grounding in this specific concept of the metaphysical power of mitzvahs on making us who we are and what we are. The Gemara says in Menachos on Daf Mem Gimel on the Beis 43b the following: Komi sheyeshla mezuzah bepiska, whoever has a mezuzah on their doorway, tzitzis bebigdo, tzitzis on their clothing, tefillin berosha, tefillin on their head, muftu lo shelo yechta, it's guaranteed that this person will not come to sin. Now what does this Maimer Chazal mean? What does it mean? So the Vilna Gaon and others point out that if you look very carefully, the Maimer Chazal does not say whoever has a mezuzah that is basically on the doorway, al pisco, but it says bit pisco, in the doorway. It doesn't say tzitzis that are al begadav, on my beged, but it says bit bigdo, in the beged. Whoever has tefillin birosh, it doesn't say tefillin on my head, but tefillin in my head. So the Vilna Gaon says, what is the b, the in, teaching us? So the Vilna Gaon uses tefillin as the big mashal. When you put tefillin on, you're putting tefillin on your body, on your head, on your arm. The one on the arm corresponds to the tefillin shel yad, to my heart. The one on my head corresponds to my malach, to my brain, which are the basic source of human emotion and activities, and what makes us a human being, what makes us alive and viable, makes us the human tzelem elokim that we basically are. So says the Vilna Gaon, when Chazal say tefillin birosho, it means that for tefillin to impact upon you and to sanctify you and elevate you and allow you to become a different person by wearing those pairs of tefillin and literally make you into a much more intense, spiritual, ethical, moral human being, it's not sufficient to put the tefillin al rosho on your head, but the tefillin have to be birosho. The hashkaf and ideology behind the tefillin has to go into your mind, has to go into your heart, and has to be birosho. It has to penetrate your personality. You have to know the tamim hamitzos and let those tamim penetrate your heart and mind and change the way you think in a positive direction. So when you put on a pair of tefillin, but you put it on that not only is it on your body, but it penetrates to the deeper levels of your body, to your brain, into your heart, and to the source of your emotions and your intellect. Or you put a mezuzah not only on your doorway, but in your doorway. That the hashkaf is an ideology of Avat Hashem and Achdus Hashem and love of Hashem and dedication to other mitzvahs, which is mentioned in the parashiyos of Shema contained in the mezuzah, is not only on your doorway, but a bit pisco. It penetrates the inner resources of your home. Your house becomes a house, a repository for the Shechina of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because the concepts of the Torah and our relationship to Hashem through the Torah is now suffused into the house because of the Kedusha and the messages coming from the mezuzah we place in our batim. And therefore, our houses become a Migdash Miat. Also, the Migdash Veshchanti Besocham, Hashem says, I don't just want you to build a Mishkan, but I want you to build a Mishkan that every house of a Jew should become a Mishkan. Every house should have the Shechin of Hashem in it. And you accomplish that by having the mezuzah not only on your doorways, but in the doorways, penetrating the interior of the household and setting the tone of how you conduct yourself in your house each and every day. And the same thing applies to tzitzis. Tzitzis, which were amaramis, the tayag mitzvahs, etc., etc. they're not just only on your beged, they're in your beged, which means you realize that the way you dress, the way you conduct your life, how you appear to others with a bekavadika form of begadim on your body each and every day, a beged has a lot to do to define who the person is and what they're all about. People who are in certain professions wear certain types of uniforms to define who they are, whether they're firemen or policemen, whether they're doctors. But not only to begin to define a person's position or profession, but the big day kahuna were created to teach us that begadim can sanctify us, can elevate us, can guide us in the way we conduct ourselves in our daily conduct. The big day kahuna were sanctifying our bodies and elevating our bodies. We should act in a respectful but kavadika way. You are the way you dress. You are the way you look. And therefore, when you go to daven, the Shulchan Aruch says you're supposed to wear very kavadika begadim, that you should act very seriously in the shul as you stand in front of the Rabbana Shalom praying in front of the Shechina. The kohanim cannot do their avoda, no matter how miyuchas they were, unless they had the big day kahuna on their bodies. And kasher bigdim alei, when they wore these begadim, they had kedusha sakahuna. If they didn't wear the begadim, they didn't have kedusha sakahuna. So we therefore see that a beged, clothing, has to have, like tzitzis, be infused with the message, what Torah mitzvahs are all about, even in the way you dress every day, for the Torah to impact upon you on a maximal level. Because the only thing that you take with you every minute of the day is the clothing that you wear. The mezuzah stays in the house, and for that matter, the tefillin usually stay in the house. But your clothing you walk with every day in the street. People see you. So therefore, the Vilna Gaon says that for mitzvahs to impact upon us, that we have to allow them to be in us. They have to penetrate us. They have to let it come to our panemius and shape our character and personality in order to become the kavadik of Jew and Jewesses and cause the kiddush Shem Shemayim every day of our life. The tefillah I therefore have for each and every one of my talmidim and talmidas, for you and your mishpachas and Klal Yisrael, is to realize we're living in troublesome times and we have to be very careful to do tshuva, repent, come close to Hashem, and realize that we have to lead the world. What it means to be an Am Kadosh, concerned with the health and welfare of ourselves and society at large. Dina Mechusadina, we adhere to the rules and regulations of the country in which we live. And if the medical profession and the country and the doctors and the authorities of government say to protect people against the disease of COVID, you have to wear, besides your regular begadim, a mask on your face to prevent germs from being spread from you to others and others to you, to protect yourself and others, protect yourself and society around you. If you want that to happen, or for instance, if you want to have the ability, technically speaking, to have the capacity to not contract disease, and at this point in time, to have social distancing. And if there is a medicine available now, vaccines that are available, that have the ability to perhaps protect you and society from the spread of this disease and the eradication of this disease, this plague, we are mechuyev, according to Torah Halacha, to listen to the medical authorities of our time. This has been the meaning of Klal Yisrael for thousands of years. Rapi, Rapi, Mekan Shenit, Nershus, L'Rof, L'Rapais, a doctor is mechuyev to practice medicine, but doctors are likewise mechuyev to make sure to practice not only curative medicine, but preventive medicine. We're mechuyev to make sure that society lives in a healthy fashion so they don't come to disease, they don't come to, Rachman al-Etzlan, cause sickness. When it comes to plagues in particular, Chazal had a whole list of halachos, according to how we're supposed to conduct ourselves, to prevent from being contaminated or contaminating others as a result of plagues plaguing the world or plaguing specific communities. Please listen to what is told to you by our authorities It makes the difference of a Kiddush Hashem and a Chil Hashem. It also makes the difference between you surviving and others surviving. And that is one of the basic purposes of the mitzvahs. Asher yasusam v'chai behem. We're supposed to do mitzvahs to live by mitzvahs. Mitzvahs are not created to destroy human life. It was to preserve human life. Torah is full of chesed, rachamim. It's full of loving kindness and concern and compassion, as the Rambam says in the halachos dealing with the mitzvah rapi rape. And we have to, as the Amman Yivcha, lead the world to this type of sensitivity and show them that we are cooperating with the Malchus the way everybody else should be cooperating and adhering to what we have to do to try to get rid of this machla. Pray to HaKadosh Baruch that Hashem will help us remove this. We should be able to return to our normal life of being able to interact with our family members, with our children and grandchildren and great-grandchildren, and be able to participate in their simchas properly, and be able to live a life of kedush and sanctity, and be able to daven in shul normally, and be able to have normal siddurim, Pesach, Purim, Chanukah. We have a lot to pray for. Let's hope and pray that we'll take the musar and hashkafa of mitzvahs and internalize them and become the aman ivcha that will cause a kiddush shem shemayim for Klal Yisrael, for the Rabbanu Shem, for the Torah, for many years to come, to the end of time. And let us be mekadesh shem shemayim and cause Hashem to cause the gula to come with Mashiach Tzidkenu, Shiyahu Himeinu, Amen V'Amen.
You have been listening to a presentation of BensTorah.com.